Setting is named on the names of the streams.
Oh. Well, we have Rock River is a large stream. The Kishwaukee River is near us. The Kilbuck Creek, or creek over here, it incidentally was named for a stream of the same name in Ohio.
Yeah, but my dad was born in that town, Kilbuck.
Good. No, we have. I heard that from my father. And there's very few people in this area know where that name came from.
Holmes County, Ohio.
That's right. That's where it came from. Some of our early settlers came from Ohio.
Well, they're shy and all over Kilbuck.
And they named that creek the Kilbuck Creek.
How about different high points of land? You have regular, we call flatland, I guess, and then you've got a little one.
We have hills. And
we don't have any great big high.
No, there's no mountains.
The place where the boat would stop and unload the freight, they tie up to them.
Well, of course, this area doesn't have any such thing, but people probably use the word dock from going to the lakes around here, and pier and wharf are also used. Dock, I would say, is the most commonly known.
Not likely landing.
No, not probably.
How about the different kinds of roads around here on the basin?
Well, we call these blacktops most commonly. And the others are mistakenly called cement roads, or more correctly, concrete roads. And then there are gravel roads and macadam roads, which are sometimes crushed rock.
It wouldn't be a tar-like business folded together?
No. The name macadam is usually used where there's no binder at all.
The opposite where I'm from, there's binder.
Oh.
That would be the predecessor of blacktop. I hadn't asked this before, but I did. How about a road that goes way back and go over to, not a main road, it's just a...
Well, a lane on a farm is generally a place just going to back fields. So,
but you wouldn't call it a byway?
No, not to, no.
Back road. I saw a dog in the yard yesterday and didn't want the dog there. He might say, yesterday I took up. All right.
Well, it would be a rock, probably, or a club.
The rock.
Through, not slung.
Flung?
No, not flung or okay. Slung either one, though I've heard the slung.
You knock on the door and nobody shows up. You say to yourself, it looks like there's nobody
home.
Now, just for the sake of argument, let's assume there are two ways of drinking coffee. Both include the use of milk, not cream, but milk. I want to get the combination of sound here. Now, one way would be to drink coffee, milk, and the other would be milk.
Coffee with milk and coffee without milk?
Without milk, and what was the other way?
With milk.
And if train was coming this way and we're going that way, you might say train was coming
toward us.